It kind of encourages you to move on a little bit, I would think. Is that what I know the parting seemed to be amicable when
Yeah,
you
it was
left.
just time. It was just time, you know. So it's like you live in an apartment with six or seven or eight other people, and it's a lot of fun for a while, and then it's time to not live in an apartment with six or seven or 800 people.
And you know that is how you get somebody a feeling across to somebody is give them there's something they can totally relate to. Yeah.
It's you know we're on a college campus here. I mean, I'm sure people have decided, well, I sure do love this guy, but I don't think we should be roommates anymore.
Yeah, indeed. They moved on to there. Started on your own as a songwriter, I think, before you joined up with the Truckers. So had a lot of material and are working it out on your own now, right?
I've always written a lot, I think, comparatively, and now everybody gets to hear probably a larger percentage of it, for better or for worse. But it's been fun. We feel like we're making progress as a band, and creatively we're doing pretty well. We get along with each other, and we get to ride around and do cool stuff.
To certain people, you were born in Greenhill, Alabama, which may not mean a lot to people, but to certain people, near Muscle Shoals would certainly make people go, "Oh, really?"
It's a great place to grow up. A lot of good music came out of there, a lot of good people. In the 60s and 70s, they had sort of their renaissance there with a lot of the soul records and rock and roll records and whatnot. But nowadays, there's bands like the Secret Sisters and the Civil Wars and Dylan LeBlanc and the Truckers and what we're doing. There's people coming out of there that are sort of doing it again, so it's really nice to see.
Yeah, well, there must be something special about the air in that place.
Yeah, either that or there's just not much to do. I don't know. One way or
Maybe one and the same
another. Whatever
thing.
works, yeah.
You do have a guitar in your hands,
I do,
and
yes.
we will allow you if you if you'll do us the pleasure of
Sure.
laying a little taste on us.
Yeah, I'll give you a number.
It's Jason Isbell on 89.7 WNKU.
Well, I moved into this room, if you could call it that, a week ago. I never do what I'm supposed to do. I don't even know my name anymore. No one calls it out, kind of vanishes away. And I can't get to sleep at night, parking lot so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years, probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me, I've done it many times. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. You can't drive through Talladega on a weekend in October. Just head up north to Jacksonville, cut around and over, watch your speed in Bowling Springs. They ain't got a thing to do, they'll get you every time. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Oh. Through on a Sunday, better make a stop in Wayne's. It's the only open liquor store north, and I can't stand the pain of being by myself without a little help on a Sunday afternoon. But I needed that damn woman like a dream needs gasoline, and I tried to be some ancient kind of man, one that's never seen the beauty in the world. But I tried to chase it down and make the whole thing mine. Now somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Take me home through those Alabama pines. Oh. Well, I've been stuck here in this town, if you could call it that, a year or two. I never do what I'm supposed to do. I don't even need a name anymore. No one calls it out, kind of vanishes away. No one gives a damn about the things I give a damn about. The liberties that we can't do without seem to disappear like ghosts in the air. We don't even care, truly vanishes away.
That's Jason Isbell on 89.7, 104.1, and 105.9 WNKU. That is a great piece. Have you always been able to tell a story like that? I ask a lot of musicians when they come through here, because sometimes you just kind of, it takes your breath away how somebody can put a story together and put it in those in that way. And take me along on that on some kind of journey of a personal nature. Have you always kind of been able to tell stories?
Well, thanks, first of all, but no, it's taken work. You know, it's definitely a craft. I mean, I feel like you have maybe some sort of innate sense of paying attention to the things that are going on around you, and you enjoy details and you enjoy people's stories and listening to them. But actually, to refine that and put it into a format that is listenable. It is something you have to learn how to do.
Yeah, I think you put your finger on it. You have to like to be an observer and then be a bit of a sponge. Getting it squeezed out of the sponge
is the craft part.
Yeah, that's the craft part.
Actually squeezing it out of the sponge and fermenting it into some sort of palatable liquor is the hard part.
Are there a lot of casualties along the way? Do you have a bucket full of stuff that you haven't figured out what to do with?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of material that I don't know if it'll ever see the light of day or if it'll wind up in another form or another shape. But yeah, it's not. I don't know if I want to say that I enjoy writing, but I enjoy the finished product and I enjoy what it does for me. And I'll put up with a little bit of work. I'm not too awful lazy.
There was a news anchor, a long time ago named Harry Reasoner. He was on ABC. And he always liked to say, "I like having written."
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I love having written.
And you've got a new one out now. Here We Rest.
Yeah, it just came out about a month and a half ago, and it's been really good for us. People like it, the crowds like it, you know, my friends whose opinions I value like it. So it's been nice. It's good, and we're not tired of playing the songs live yet, so that's good.
Yeah, and that is the other thing about being a working writer and musician. You don't write for anybody else; you write for yourself. So you end up doing this over and over again.
Yeah.
Life on the road okay for you?
Yeah, it's fine right now. You know, hopefully the level of level of comfort will increase as our ages do. That's very important for me at this point because, you know, we're not getting any younger, but I'm 32 years old. I can't say that I'm old or stove up or beat down or anything yet. So I still enjoy traveling. I still like being on the road. It's fun.
Yeah, some of that beating down is your new material somewhere down the road.
Well, now, yeah. I'll need the world to beat me up again at some point, I'm sure.
Why don't you share one more before we have to let you go and get some rest before you play. Jason Isbell tonight at the Southgate House. His new one is called Here We Rest. It's Jason Isbell on WNKU.
I'm arriving on today's last train, stepping off the platform, trying to see you through the rain. I don't know the ways you've changed since I left, and I really don't care, 'cause I've done my tour of duty. Now I'm home and I ain't going anywhere. And I've taught myself to tolerate the pain, all the loneliness and boredom, and the work I did in vain, all the work we did in vain. Now I'm not the same as I was, but I've done my tour of duty, now I'll try to do what a civilian does. And I promise not to bore you with my stories, and I promise not to scare you with my tears, and I never would exaggerate the glory I seem so satisfied here. I've been eating like I'm out on bail. Collard greens and chicken wings and oysters by the pail. Eating oysters by the pail, making up for those lost days. I've done my tour of duty, now I'm gonna put you in the family way. Like little children telling secrets, probably cry like old women drinking gin. 'Cause I've done my tour of duty, now I'm home and I ain't even here again. Well, I've done my tour of duty, now I'm home and I ain't even here again.
Jason Isbell, live on 89.7, 104.1, and 105.9. I've been eating like I'm out on bail.
I didn't know if that one would work or not. Actually, when I wrote that line, I sent it to one of my friends. Does this work?
Yeah, that works. That's one of those three chords in the truth sort of sort of a line. Now you're at the Southgate House tonight with the band, the 400 unit, and you must tell why the band is the 400 unit.
Oh, there was a they've changed the name of it now, but there was this mental rehabilitation center back home, and it was called the 400 unit, and just about everybody I know had some family member or somebody they had to drop off over there at some point. And they were day patients, and then there were check-ins. And about once a week, they would take them out, give them some money, $15 or so, and put a name tag on them, and they'd get out of a van and go try to get something to eat. And, you know, and they scared the locals and had a hard time for the hour or so that they were out trying to get a sandwich. And, man, after a few years of being in a band, we stopped somewhere and we all got out of the van and everybody got $15 and went out and tried to get a sandwich, and we all scared the locals and looked pretty uncomfortable. And I thought, man, that reminds me of something.
And hence, the 400 unit was
kind
born.
Kind of an inside joke, but
that's a pretty darn good story, though. Another one from Jason Isbell. Jason, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for stopping
by.
I really appreciate that, and have a great show tonight at the Southgate House.
Yeah, we will. The lovely and talented Maria Taylor opens up. She's out on the road with us right now, and she's really, really great.
Great. That show tonight at the Southgate House, Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. And don't forget to look around for Here We Rest. That's his latest. Jason, thank you so much for stopping by.
I really appreciate it.
Support for WNKU comes from our members and from the Cincinnati Museum Center, presenting Cleopatra, the exhibition. Witness over 150 artifact treasures recovered from her lost palace in Alexandria and buried beneath the ocean and underneath the desert sands for more than 2,000 years. Exhibition opens February 18th. Tickets and info at cincymuseum.org.
Oh, thank Jason Isbell again for stopping by. That show's tonight at the Southgate House, one you probably do not want to miss. On 89.7, 104.1, and 105.9 WNKU, it's Bodine's.